Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate that song to Rapture Centric Church. Open arms. Thank you for forgiving me because I started the show late because I'm retarded and I made a mistake, but everyone stuck around and I love you guys. And let's see, Roman just broke admin rules and I have to figure out how to cancel mute. Okay, Roman, you're fixed. Okay, I'm on NyQuil, and I'm fighting this cold, and so everybody on the line is going to run the show, and I'm going to mute myself and lay down while I'm listening to our wonderful show tonight. There's a rumor, Todd jumped in chat last night and told us he was going to call in and share, but since we started late, maybe he thought we weren't doing the show. Personally, no. I enjoy the feeling of NyQuil. Oh, I keep breaking the rules. I have to keep unmuting him. Roman, don't make me work too hard. I'm not feeling well. Mama's not feeling well. I'm trying to unmute Roman. Let's see. Cancel mute. There you go, Roman. Okay. So all of my buddies, like Keith and JoJo and Christina and Wait, who's this? Who's 802?
That's me, Judy.
Oh, you're 802. Oh, okay, you're from your home phone. So who's 819?
It's Raina.
Hi, Raina?
Yes.
Judy, Raina. I'm hosting the show.
Yeah, Keith is going to do it. I'm going to get off in just a minute. But Raina, I'm so glad you're here. She hardly ever calls in Keith, so make her talk, okay?
Hey, Raina, honey. Love you.
And
you guys.
And also Christine. So, Keith, write this down, Mr. Keith is the
yes.
Self-appointed elder of RCC. So I'll tell you who's on the line, Keith. It's Leah, you,
yep.
Tana. Welcome, Tana, Tana, baby. And Dean, Pina. Is that you, Christine?
Yes,
it's
me. Hi.
Oh,
hey, Christine.
Hey, and then we have Joe and Raina. So that is on the line. Okay. And Todd's supposedly going to call in. And Roman wants to play Kitty Licker's here, and Roman wants to play telephone on Kitty Licker. I might. I don't know. It's up to Keith and everybody on the line. They're running the show because, you know, Jesus is the pastor, and you don't need me. So I'm going to mute myself. But before I mute myself, Keith, do you have a looky-loo at the chat room?
I can look at it, yeah.
It's okay. I'll do it. I want to welcome everybody. I want to welcome Katie. She's 63651. That's her. I love you, Katie. We're so glad you're here. It's always fun when you're here. And Stacy and Gemma, welcome. And all the guests. I'm not going to kick you out today. I don't know why. I'm on NyQuil, so I'm not thinking straight. James 91, we're so glad you're here. And James 302, of course, my Judas buddy. We're going to make a Judas Rapture, a Judas-centric show in the afternoon if we're not taken this week. Joe Gretto,
yeah.
Thanks for being here. Joe Gretto is bi-located, two places at once. Kitty Licker, welcome. We love you. Kitty, 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 kitty. Come out and say something, little kitty. Come out from behind the bush already. Come on. Use an icon. Use the devil icon. Scare us. Ooh, we're scared of you. Just kidding, Kitty Licker. We'll probably play telephone and bless you and tell you what color, you know, fox you're wearing, and you'll know that we're of God, and then you're going to finally believe us. Okay. Chris Slaughter. Welcome, Chris Slaughter. And I love you, Chris Slaughter. And Belle's here. Oh, my God, Keith, Belle's here. It's
Belle, yes. Love you, Belle.
Oh, Keith, by the way, just tell me when you want me to put on any song, and I will. Just say, Judy, song time, and then I'll just put a song on. I want to welcome Alana. And I do want to read her email, but let's just see if I'm well enough to. It's a really good email. So if we have, like, a dead silent time, and I've got enough voice in me, because my throat actually hurts talking right now. So I want to read it. It's not today, tomorrow, but I'm hoping we're not going to be here, and we're going to all look at the blood moon, and the blood moon's going to take us to heaven tonight. Okay.
Did Pat show up on the air? Is Pat on? No.
Did who?
Did Pat show up?
Nah, not yet, but Alana did. Hi, Alana.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Alana. Good. I don't know if you heard, but I'm on NyQuil, and I'm not going to talk much during the show because my throat's all swollen. But I was wondering if you wouldn't mind if you could read the email you sent me. It was so beautiful. Or if you don't want to, I will read it tomorrow if we're here, unless I'm starting to feel better after resting my throat for 20 minutes or so. Deal? Okay, deal. Okay. Oh, I accidentally called Jason James. Yeah, I'm on NyQuil. Sorry. Okay, so I want to welcome Raina again. Raina's bi-locating, and so is Alana. They get the sticker for being at two places at once. Rojo, welcome. Roman, welcome. And Susie is Tobit, 48. Susie, we're so glad you're here. You're not always here, so we're so glad Tobit here. Tobit is Susie from YouTube. And Leah's here. She's on the phone and in the chat room. She's bi-located as well. And you, Rhea, I love you. I'm glad you're here, Rhea, from Canada. Canadians are different, but we love you. Okay. I think that's it. Oh, and I don't know if I said hello to Blah and Carol and Deborah and Gemma. I did say Gemma, but okay, I have a quick announcement, Keith, and then I'll be done. Is that cool? Oh, wait, hold on. 914, is that you, Stacy, dear?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here.
Stacy. Hi, honey. Okay, so you got it. We got Stacy. We have Alana. We just have so many people on the phone. This is awesome. Okay.
Cool.
All right, so before we start, Destin Wrong will not be with who we love, our favorite false prophet here at Rapture Centric Church. He's the best. Anyway, he called me today. He has a big family, okay? A lot of things you don't know about what goes on behind the scenes here with everybody's different lives and stuff. And, you know, what he does here at RCC, it's not like super cinch, and I don't really get into the logistics of it. But long story short, he cannot do the morning show until Thursday morning. So if anybody would be interested in hosting that, please contact me at my inbox or my number, 408-561-3689. I'll give you the codes. It's really simple. If you don't want to do it for 2 hours, an hour's fine. But, you know, we really wouldn't be rapture-centric if we were only doing one show a day. Anyone does that. Everybody has, like, even Jonathan Quick has one show a day. There's a lot of it. You know, we have two shows a day, 7 days a week, because we're what? What are we, Keith?
Rapture-centric, amen.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't want to cancel the morning show, plus I'm paying for it. I pay a whopping $80 a month, just so you guys know, to have two shows. Isn't that like a steal? Like, our overhead is so amazing. Like, only $80 to have all this fellowship. Is that just so cool or what?
You're great. Great.
We're just so blessed, you guys. It's a steal. $80 for this love. Oh, my God, I love it. It's just so great. Anyway, but also, any more announcements before I mute myself? Okay, so just let me know, you guys. Everybody's on the line. You're all unmuted. If new people come in, Keith, I'll just tell you, I just added somebody. And you can see chat. And everybody help Keith out here that's on the line. And I love you guys. And I'm going to mute myself now. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Me, Keith. So today, Todd's probably going to come on today and talk. And we're not sure when. A lot of you know Todd. He's on a YouTube channel called Scam Heating. His brother, his friend, was also holding the channel together. And Todd has been in the chat room before, and he has a lot of really good stuff. He has a pretty big YouTube channel. A lot of people watch it, and he has a lot of really great stuff on the Rapture and stuff. It's very, very interesting. Today or tomorrow is, for an announcement, is the Red Blood Moon. Everybody knows, has heard about that. That's really exciting. So just to kind of recap that, there's going to be 4 Red Blood Moons, 2 this year and 2 next year. This one's on Passover, which starts tomorrow. It's going to go for a week. So it's very rare to have a Red Blood Moon on Passover. Very, very exciting. It's a rare Red Blood Moon on the Jewish feast day. So in the past, Israel has gotten their nation back and their land back when this has happened. And so now, who knows what will happen. We know Israel probably will be at war, and it's a good time for the rapture because it's also, it looks like it could be the start of the tribulation based on the Revelation 12 sign of the Bible. So anyways, these are important dates. So just wanted to make note of that. Yes.
Hi, this is Joe. I just wanted
hey,
to
Joe.
Ask
what you're saying, yeah, brother. Talk. Go ahead.
I want to add to what you were saying. Passover actually begins here in Vermont in about an hour at sundown.
Oh, okay.
Sundown is how the Hebrew calendar is done. The Lord's Evening, you know, the Last Supper was done 1,980 years ago from today, give or take. You know, it was done on April 1st.
Wow.
And so on and so forth.
Wow.
So tonight, our communion, our taking of the Eucharist is extra special because it's the night the Lord actually told us to do this in remembrance of him is tonight. And the fact that there's
tell us,
a moon tonight.
Tell us about Passover, Joe. Tell us what it means.
You know, Passover, it's a Jewish tradition involving eating certain things and just a lot of prayers. But the Last Supper was held in Passover in the upper room of a house. The Lord sent 2 apostles into outside of Jerusalem near Mount Zion, and they were asked to find a man holding a jar of water. They did this. The Lord said the man would have an upper room prepared for us, and of course he did. And that's where they had the Last Supper, which was, again, when he was 33 years old, which was 1980 years ago, or 1981, depending if you think it's 2013 or 2014.
And it starts, Joe, so it starts in an hour?
It starts at sundown, so it'll be about 11, you know, it's about 7:58 here in Vermont on the East Coast. It'll be 7:58, and then, you know, 3 hours later, whenever sundown is.
Yeah, it's been later and later because the sun's been out so late. Like right now, it's pretty bright here in L.A. Getting the sun so late. Well, that's what are you? How are you doing, Joe? Are you having fun out there? Are you snowboarding right now? What are you doing?
I am cooking dinner. Having tons of fun, multitasking on the phone and chat, and cooking pasta.
With for all your friends over there?
My friend Rob just drove in. We're going to be hitting up the mountain tomorrow. But yeah, we're both excited for the Blood Moon tonight. Big Blood Moon.
Yeah, I think only the United States is going to be able to see that, right? Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, most of the – it's so funny. I was looking at, like, the viewing when I was doing my research on this, and it's just – it's the perfect for it to be all on our side of the earth. The other side of the earth isn't going to see it. So, yeah, it's like United States is right in the smack middle of it. Tonight's weather forecast for the East Coast from Florida to Maine is pretty much cloudy, but I would definitely be looking up. The prime viewing time is going to be after midnight. The most prime viewing time is going to be 3:05 a.m. East Coast time. So, you know, just equate it to your time from that. And, yeah, it's an alignment between the sun and the earth, and the earth is actually blocking the sun's rays from reflecting off the moon. So what makes the moon blood red is the light that it's going to pick up is all the sunsets that are going on around the world. That's why it stays
wow.
red. It just reflects the lights of the sunset. So it's going to be a beautiful event, but around it's going to gradually build up around 3:05 a.m. Eastern. It's going to be at its reddest point.
And do you think it's prophetic? I don't know, Joe. I'm thinking it might be prophetic that only the U.S. is seeing it. What do you think? Do you think so or no?
Oh, yeah. When I stumbled upon that little nugget of info, I was like, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And when does Passover? So Passover is 7 days, right?
I don't know.
I think it starts on Monday, and I think it goes to Sunday. So we do know that the Red Blood Moon's during the Passover.
Yeah, it's the first night, which is tonight at sundown, will be the start of Passover.
Okay.
But again, most importantly, it'll be the anniversary of our Lord's Last Supper, you know, when he told
yeah.
us to take communion and do this in remembrance of him. So tonight when we do that, it'll be, you know, on the same day when he told us to, but, you know, 1,980 years later.
Yeah, and it happens on Passover again and next year. So this is just so rare. It's so crazy. That's just so rare, you know.
Oh, it's unheard of. And also the fact that after this tetrad, this series of... You know, it's not only the four lunar eclipses, there's also going to be a few solar eclipses.
Correct.
And I was watching a video on YouTube tonight, last night, my memory escapes me who made it, but I think I put it to my likes. But he was showing, you know, the order of, you know, the lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
Eclipse and a solar, I mean, it's just like, so
yeah,
perfect.
There's like a super moon, too, some like super moon that
yeah,
happens on.
Yeah, there's going to be eight events
gosh.
In all.
My gosh.
Yeah. And then it's not going to happen again for another 670 years. So.
Whoa. Whoa.
I mean, kind of a huge thing, too.
So that means we're getting raptured then, right, Joe?
I'm ready to leave tonight. I'm preparing. I'm having my last meal, which is going to be pasta.
Yay.
After the show, and go with some friends and take a hike up a mountain and try to get a good view of this.
Grandma Pat's here,
just
so you guys know.
Hi,
Grandma
guys.
Pat's on the line.
Hi, Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hi, sweeties. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Okay. I tried to lay down, and my spirit is just racing. I can't rest. I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess it's everybody's kind of got a touch of this.
it's the rapture centric, Pat. I got it. I drove today from...
Oh.
One mountain
no, I can't,
to another, like 3 hours
I can't
hours
relax.
Away.
I can't. Jesus is so close. His presence is, like, just overwhelming. And it's like, you know, like, whoa. And I'm like, Judy would understand. I guess doing a bunch of you, like, let up a little bit, you know.
Judy's
wow,
drunk
you
tonight
know?
On NyQuil, so she's not talking today.
Oh, poor thing. You got sick, huh? Oh, I can take anything but an upset stomach. I mean, you can just lay it on me any way you want, headache, whatever the works, but not an upset stomach. I'm dead.
Joe, you were said you were driving a couple hours to get there, or?
Yeah, I drove went from Lake Placid over here to where I live in Vermont, and it was, you know, it was a beautiful drive through mountain passes and stuff. Super windy though today, epically windy. And Lake Champlain, it was happened to be like almost 80 degrees in the valley today, and there were like waves in the lake, and there was giant chunks of ice in the waves because the lake still was frozen over, but it was 80 degrees today. It was crackling and popping, and you know, I've never seen it like that before.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
a lot's going on. The wind's howling up here. You know, my house is pretty high up on a mountain, and it's just nonstop howling.
Wow.
It's supposed to gush rain tomorrow and then turn into snow tomorrow night and then snow a fair amount. So.
It's going to snow where you're at tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Supposedly. Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
We can't, in California, we never can imagine that. It's not in our reality. I just have a hard time imagining that.
Well, so much has been happening in the weather. I caught a few minutes of the Weather Channel today and just... You know,
I'll be back.
It was in Kansas. It was 80 to 90 degrees, and then 24 hours later, it was snowing. Same thing happened in Iowa. There was golf ball-sized hail in Texas today. Like, I've been hit by a golf ball by my friend accidentally, and it hurt. And I only can imagine something that size made of ice falling from the sky would hurt a lot more and do a ton of damage, so that must have been pretty epic. It was just story after story. Tornado here, this there. It was... You know, they couldn't even keep up. It was just one to the next.
That's definitely end-time weather patterns, I think.
Rock. I mean, there's so many signs in the heavens and on the earth, just like you said there would be. Like, they can't even keep up with reporting them. Like, even some of the meteorologists are honestly starting to look, like, nervous to me.
Yeah, it was, like, something like 10,000 abnormal weather patterns in the last year. It's just everything is, like, off. It's whatever the weather is, it's different than that. Bizarre.
Scientific committee of that gathers every 7 years, multinational, put out their report yesterday about climate change and everything that's going on. And basically, they're saying, yeah, like it's dire, and we need to, you know, stop burning fossil fuels. You know, everything everyone already knows, but they're just stating that it's like much worse than anyone thought, and so on and so forth. So from all ends, I mean. God's calling out to everyone, scientists, everyone, artists, and music, everything. I mean, putting the science.
Yeah, there's going to be a polar shift too. That like to keep changing, like the you know the compass thing from north and south keeps changing. They've had to change it all the airports, and it's going to flip. We're going to get like the pole reversal thing. That'll be real crazy.
Yeah, that is actually going to happen. The poles are going to shift. Yeah, biblical, but. Hopefully we're not going to be here for that.
No. So Joe says the rapture's going to happen today. We're counting on it. Yahoo.
Definitely.
We'll make some pasta for us, Joe. You're Italian. We know you make good food. Make some for all of us, too.
Do you want a song now? You guys want a worship song?
Please. Yes, let's do a worship song.
We're going to do some Striper.
Nice.
Okay, Rebecca in the air again. I want to make sure that Sue is still on. Leah, are you still on the air? Leah?
Yeah, I'm
here. I'll tell you who's on. Leah's on, and Tana's on, and Christine Pina's on, and Joe's on, and Alana's on. Some people dropped, but I'll tell you if they call back.
Okay. Leah, we're going to kind of go around and I want to hear from everybody. Leah, talk to us. Tell us what's going on.
Let's see. I can tell you something pretty neat. Okay, Friday, was it Friday when Christine was praying and she was doing that healing prayer? Was that Friday? It was Thursday or Friday, and for the last, I'm going to say, it's probably been about 2 months where I've had, like, a lower back injury. I was picking up my grandma, and I kept, like, re-injuring my back and, like, hurting it and constantly picking up kids, and it was just a problem. And it was getting to the point where it was, like, really hard. Like, if I sat down, it would just make it so hard for me to be able to get up. And I was, like, really starting to get upset and get discouraged about it. I didn't know what was wrong. And then so I was, you know, listening when she was praying. And I was just like, okay, you know, I wasn't really thinking about it, honestly. And then that night, yeah, I think it was Friday night. I don't know. But anyway, that night, I was just looking up different things that I could do because I'm not really a doctor's person or medicine. I wasn't thinking about the prayer specifically to me at that moment. I don't know why. And so I'm, like, laying in my bed, and I was, like, I seen, like, this, this like, stretch to do to be helpful. And then so I'm laying in my bed, and, you know, I was just kind of, like, stretched out funny. Like, I was laying on my back, and my legs were turned to the side. And all of a sudden, on, like, my whole spine, I just felt, like, this heat. And, you know, it just stayed there for a while. And obviously, I knew it was the Lord. And I was like, oh,
how did you, so you were laying there, and then, all of a sudden, just, were you praying, or just had the heat come upon you?
I wasn't praying. That was the weird thing. I was just kind of laying there, not really thinking about it, because it was that same night that we had prayed. It was like a delayed response. It was so funny. And I was just laying there, and, like, the heat just, like, you know, overtook my spine, which was, like, funny because, like, I mean, obviously it's kind of like, you know, when it's the Lord and it's that special feeling. And I just laid there. And then after that, I was able to, I mean, like, get up, and it was, like, so much better.
Wow. How long was the heat on there for? From the Lord?
It was probably for a couple of minutes where it was just, like, concentrated heat on my whole spine. And since then, I mean, I have had, like, small, like, minor pain, but really, really nothing. Like, I've been able to get up and, like, walk around and move freely. And I wasn't being able to do that because it was, like, progressively getting worse. And now it's progressively getting better. So.
Praise God. Wow, Leah. That's so awesome. Oh, my gosh. I love anytime you feel the power of the Lord. That's so awesome. And now you feel a lot better.
Yes, I do. It feels, like, progressively, like, it's getting better, and I can, like, move around more freely, and I don't have, like, the pain when I'm, like, sitting for a long period of time where I can get up, and it's not like it was where I'm really stiff and I can't move and, like, I'm hurting or anything like that. So I'm just, like, absolutely thrilled, and I thank the Lord, and I'm glad I got to share that, and just want to say thanks for those awesome healing prayers, right?
Wow, thanks for sharing. It's so cool. Praise God. And so you're good. So we'll say a little prayer for your back anyways, and we'll fix it right up. Lord will fix it right up. You know, we're gonna pray for Judy in a second too. Anything else, Leah?
I think that's probably the most major thing. I mean, that I can think of. I mean, there's always so many things that the Lord is constantly doing. I mean, I always feel bad when I don't. You know, when I'm, like, passing by a couple days, and I'm like, oh, Lord, you did that. Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. That's so great, though. I mean, have you had illnesses before where God has healed them?
Yeah, probably. I mean, like, nothing really serious. Like, what was it? I think it was in January where I had a burn on my finger. Like, I had burned my finger. And, like, I was like, oh, man, it was dumb because it was something that I did. And I burned my finger. And then I prayed to the Lord about it. And because I was, like, sitting there, like oh, I made it worse instead of making it better, so it hurt more. And then I asked the Lord to heal it for me, and then he did. And then I felt, like, the same, like, healing on my finger where it was. And then, like, there was no, like, normally, you know, when you burn yourself and your skin looks all ugly and purple and gross?
Yeah.
You didn't have that. There was no redness. There was nothing. And, like, I had burned my finger pretty bad, like, where I knew, because it was, like, I burned my finger with, like bacon grease, oddly enough, but, like, really, really hot bacon grease, and so it would have,
that's,
like,
so cool, Leah.
Yeah. I'm, like, super happy, because that's, like, my second, like, spontaneous healing this year, so I'm, like,
it is, wow.
I know. Good job, Leah. Thank you, Lord, for healing, Leah.
Yeah, so, Luco's added and Pat came back. So we have Leah, Tana, Christine, Joe, Alana, Pat, and Luco on the line. Yay.
Yeah. I'm kind of letting other people, we're having different people talk today. We normally don't get here, so it's cool.
You wouldn't believe
what
just happened.
You guys ready to party? What?
You wouldn't believe what just happened. Oh, my gosh. My sister called me from California.
Pat?
Well, she's very sick, so keep my sister Grace in prayer. She's got bronchitis. But that's not what she called me. She says, do you know about this blood moon? She says, they're telling me that maybe this is the end of the world. I said, I told you that a while ago about the rapture and everything. She's all like, what's going on? I went through it again with her, and she said, you're going to see the blood moon. I said, no, it's going to rain. I'm not going to see it. She says, that prophecy about tomorrow, about the fireball, and all of that. I said, yes, I know. But so she, I said, you have nothing to worry about. So she was fine. She said, well, maybe I'm going to see you up there. I mean, talk about, you know, bowling me over with a feather.
I was
so shocked. She says, what's going on? Everybody, my friends are calling me and telling me about this prophecy and about tomorrow and that the blood moon and that, you know, we're going to go and we're all going to die. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I said, calm down. But I told her, you know, this stuff. But she's so sick. She's not, I think she's a little, I don't know, she's 2 years younger than me. But she's, pray for Gracie, she's really sick. But she was like really upset about, not upset to the point of being crazy, but calling me and say, do you know about this red blood moon? And blah, 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 everything. I said, yes, we're talking about it all the time. She's too sick to call or anything, but my.
Tell her to pack her bags because,
she's ready to go. She's ready to go. She says she's not. I says, don't be afraid. I said, I'm not afraid at all. I said, I feel Jesus very close. Yeah,
yep.
But she was like,
Stacey's back on the line, just so you know, Keith.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank
you. My sister's freaking out.
Luco Love. We call him Luco Love. Luco Love.
Yes, darling,
you want to say? Is there anything you want to say, love?
Well, I was just sitting in my truck and about to drive home. So I'm probably not going to talk for the next 3 or 4 minutes. So,
Hi, Luco.
Yeah. Oh, what's up?
What's up? Oh, no.
What's
drive
up?
Careful. Drive carefully.
I'm a very careful driver. Very careful.
He's only run 3 people off the road in the last month. That's not that bad. He, before,
oh,
he was
stop
people.
Freaking using your psychic powers. Goodness. So nosy.
We love Luco. He's so sweet. Let's talk about how much we love Luco. He's so sweet.
Oh, we do love Luco.
That's the subject, Keith.
He's sweet. Sweet as pumpkin pie.
I love
pumpkin
pie, actually. But,
that's sweet.
No.
Is what matters.
That's seriously been, like, my favorite pie since I was born. So,
aww.
Funny that you said pumpkin pie.
Well,
confirmation.
We love your pumpkin pie.
Confirmation, guys.
What?
Your pumpkin pie. Okay, let's
Leah,
see,
was that you laughing? Leah.
Yes.
Leah,
that was
you
funny.
Give away yourself when you laugh. You know that, right? Like.
I know. I couldn't help it because that was funny.
Let's all have a piece of the Luco's pumpkin pie. We love them.
Wow, I'm going to drive now.
Okay. Stacy, are you on? Are you still on the line? Stacy?
Stacy!
Stacy, you there? About, let's... There we go.
Girl, super freaky.
Sorry, I'm just having fun. I'm on NyQuil. Thanks, guys.
She's a super freak.
I know. That's our favorite song now.
Are you guys calling me a freak?
No.
Nice.
I love you, Stacy.
I love you,
too. We love you, Stacy. The shoe fits,
oh, we
baby.
Love you,
put
honey.
It on.
I love you. Of course, I'll proudly wear the freaky
Judy,
button.
Judy.
Okay?
Judy. Judy. Judy.
Judy, we can watch you.
Judy. Quick, I'm at a red light. Judy, play the Hell with the Devil while I drive.
Okay, I'm going to, okay, you guys. Luco, I'm going to play the Hell with the Devil, but there's somebody in chat named Judy Smith, and it's not me, just so you guys know.
Oh, my gosh.
Judy Smith
in chat also named Judy Smith, and that is also you. All right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm the elder, and I'm the police, and we're calling Judy Smith in the chat room. You come clean right now and tell us who you are.
Yeah, creeping me out. I'm extra paranoid because I'm on all kinds of cold medicine, and I'm like, who's that Judy Smith? So
wait,
is that
your
secret? I don't know.
Who's in the chat room to do a strip search? We need to figure out who it is.
I can't type the show off. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna play the Hell with the Devil because Luco is at a red light.
Yeah.
And we should just to hell with the devil, man. We have a red moon here, so we're gonna throw a red moon.
You you're supposed to be healing right now, you know, so just, we know you're drunk on your NyQuil, so you just start switching that stuff back and get back to playing the radio.
All right. Okay, should I leave? I'll leave. You want the song, yes or no? I'll go.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
sure everyone's still online. I'm still in the air. Leah, you're still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Stacy is live. Stacy, you're still on?
I'm still here.
Alana, you still there?
Hey Keith, we have a new caller. It looks like it's it looks like 978.
978.
Welcome.
Yeah. Who's 978?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think that was who's
978? Susie. Hi, Susie.
Hey.
Hi, Stacy. I finally
Hi,
made it on.
How are you?
I'm good. I had to call. This is the first time I've called.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, we welcome you to RCC. Is there anything you want to tell us?
I have... The reason why I'm actually calling is for real, something's going to go on tonight. I just know it, you guys. It's just it's in
tonight?
Me. It's in my son. Yeah.
Oh, that works for me.
It doesn't have anything to do with the blood red moon either, because I wasn't even thinking about that today when I was driving. And all of a sudden, my son was talking about Isaiah, which he has no idea who Isaiah is.
Wow.
And then he started talking about flying. And I was like, what makes you think of that? He was talking about a dream he had, and I said, oh, my God, Hudson. I had the same. His name is Hudson, my son. He's 6 years old.
Wow.
Well, wow. He just said seven. He said, here, he's going to be seven next month.
Nice name.
Wow.
So,
that's prophetic. Wow. Wow, how exciting. That sounds like rapture.
And, he's come up with some things before in the past that have just been incredible. You know, I sometimes look at what little kids say because it's more valuable sometimes than what we have to say because they don't have all the mess that we've got in our heads. Sometimes.
Well, they're more, not always, but many times the kids are more clear vessels. They'll get the message from God, but it doesn't go through so much of the emotions and the thoughts, like you're saying. So it's more of a cleaner message many times. You know, anybody can be a clear vessel or they can be a bad vessel. But, yeah, oftentimes with kids it's more, you know, clear, depending on the age, too. Sometimes if they're too young, it's, you know, it's obscured or whatever. That sounds like a rapture talk to me. That's, oh, my gosh, that's so encouraging. Thank you for telling us that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
and the coolest thing about him is that he wasn't raised at all in a Christian. I mean, I come from a really secular world. He knew nothing really of God or about God or Jesus. It just was never talked about, even though I had my own personal belief. It was just nothing that was ever really discussed, and all of a sudden he's coming up with things that he just, there was no way of him knowing. You know,
wow.
if I had any, because my family's all passed away, so no one taught him, not like a grandparent or aunt or uncle would talk to him about Jesus and have him know. It was just, he just wouldn't, just there's no way. And it's not, I mean, I'm in Massachusetts, so it's not even allowed in schools, you know, it's
right.
This is a creepy, you know, creepy area up here. People, you know, they don't.
Yeah, like the rest of the world these days, yeah.
Right. I've been to down south, I've been to Oklahoma, I've been to different places, and the people are more open about talking about up here. It's almost if you even mention Jesus, everybody like, you know, they don't, it's extremely secular, this area.
Well, yeah, but Los Angeles is very secular too. Extremely. No, they think you're weird, and they're too busy worrying about the car they're driving and their career and all their money. They don't care about. They're all about themselves here. They don't care about that stuff. So
yeah, it's a really odd, strange time. I guess we're living in right now, and that's
why we got the red blood moon. You know, we got the signs.
Amen.
You know, right, Pat.
Hey.
So I think we should do. How about we do some telephone on Judy since she's kind of been locked up? She can't talk. You know?
She's not feeling well. I just heard.
No, Judy's not feeling good. So let's do. Why don't we do a prayer for her first?
Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
I just want to say something really quick. we're having a problem in the chat room, so I probably kicked you off, Keith, because I had to kick all the guests out, because I don't know if it's a blog talk thing, but everyone keeps getting kicked out of chat, and I don't know if it's just a technical problem or if it's actual troll doing that, sorry. But anyway, the thing is people are trying to type, but they're not able to type, so I just tell everybody, if you're in chat, so if you're in chat, totally get out, 100%. Get out of chat, log out of Blog Talk Radio, and then log back in. But I kicked out all the things that might have caused it. Otherwise, it's just a glitch. But remember, after the show, we'll still be here all night, and you can check, you can click on a future show, and you'll find us. I don't know why it's happening, but I keep seeing people disappear. And I think it's actually kind of funny because, get it, people are disappearing. What are we about to do?
Yeah.
Disappear, people.
I've been trying to log. I've been logging out and logging in for like the whole time. I've been listening to the Hell of the Devil, and I haven't been able to type at all.
Me
like,
too.
I keep doing that.
I think this is. I think it's God's sense of humor. I really do. I mean, get it? He's kicking everybody out. There's like five people. Everyone just keeps getting kicked out, and to me, it's like they're disappearing, and we're about to disappear.
Amen.
I think it's kick me out and kick me into heaven.
I've been logging in and out, and last time I did it, it keeps saying there's only a few minutes now. It's down to 7 minutes left of the show. It might knock
That's
us
weird.
Off.
That's what it said to me, 7 minutes.
You're right. It says there's only 7 minutes left, when actually there's...
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
and Judy, I logged out, logged back in, and I still can't type.
I can't either.
Yeah, he won't let me. Okay, we're going home.
We are going home, but I also scheduled the show later, but I still gave it the full amount of time, so I don't know why this is happening. So.
And even then,
weird.
It would be another hour,
sure.
Hour, 7 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Hey, Keith, you know how, Hey, Keith, you know how we joke around and we say, you're a self-appointed elder just for a joke. Can we make a different word? Because some people are sick of, like, church talk. So could we make it something funny? Like, I use bouncer. Can you think of something funny?
Well, yeah, whoever can think of something.
You can call him a loon. Works for me.
Call him a what?
A loon.
A loon?
That's Hugo's nickname. That's too weird.
Okay, let's do self-appointed. How about, I don't know, let's think of a good
Bigwig, self-appointed bigwig.
Bigwig, okay, there you go, bigwig works. Yeah, we just don't want any church words like elder and all that. Ooh, gives us creepy vibes of like,
I'm the CEO. Well, I'm the CFO.
Okay, CSO, there we go. How about shady CSO? Is that it? Shady CSO?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Dude, you guys, I'm sorry to say this, but we only have, like, 5 minutes left. I don't know what happened. It was probably my fault. I thought when I rescheduled and came to me, it did it for 2 hours, and I just think it's blog talk. I've listened to Jonathan Kleck for a year now, and he had these problems, too, once in a while when I used to listen to him. I don't listen to him anymore because we have our show, but every now and then blog talk would mess up, and he would, lose his show or... Anyway, that's what's happening tonight. Clearly, we're leaving. What do you guys think? It's time, right?
Oh, yeah, 12 o'clock.
We're going to be translated while we're talking and waiting. And, within five minutes, we're done. Amen.
I put songs on, and the one that came on, it was just going off. It said, "You'll Be in My Arms," and the album was Lovers. And then the next one I put on said Midnight. So I looked at the Lord like, what? So I'm just sharing it. But that's what it comes on. He does this to me with these song titles all the time. Yeah, I'll Be in Your Arms by the album Lover, and then the next one that came on set was titled Midnight. So that is weird, weird. Just like
Chief
struck me,
Executive
you know.
Officer Keith, I have a request.
I think we'll use
Joe, is that okay? Can we call him Shady CSO? Does that work for you, Joe?
What's that?
Do you like Keith? We're calling him the Shady CSO.
No. Shady CSO.
No, not Shady.
I'm the self-appointed CEO.
CEO.
Hey, you guys, I just let Gemma on the line. Gemma's calling.
Jenna, honey. Hello.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma.
What's going
evening,
down,
everyone.
Gemma?
We're all forced to call in.
Yeah, I can't type anything.
Me either. Looks like Leah and Rosemary are the only ones that can type stuff.
Wow.
Oh, really?
It must
Tana,
be the blood moon demon attack.
Leah, why are you the only one that can type? Come on.
The show's going
to
end.
Let us into the secret.
It's because I'm never in chat. I'm, like, never in chat. And see, the one night I did pick to be in chat, like, God was like, he wants everybody else on the phone and me and Rose in the chat room.
It only has 3 more minutes, but you guys should, I mean, you should log back into the chat room after the show.
Yeah, let's keep the show going in chat.
Yeah.
Lord doesn't let us.
Whatever. Okay, I know, the INSA or whatever they call it.
Is that 3 minutes going to go off the show?
It's asking me for my username again. I'm trying to log back in.
For the show, Keith, it's for the entire show only has 2 minutes and 24 seconds.
What? Oh, man. Lord of mercy. Judy was drunk on that nightclub.
Okay.
Boy, she's just...
Let's calm down.
I think it's supernatural. That means we're going.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
We're done.
It's a strong feeling.
I want
to hold hands and go together.
Oh,
everyone
yes.
Hold hands and go together.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, grab my hand.
Okay, honey. Grab on, everybody. You guys can pull
grab
me up,
grab on,
baby.
Everybody. We're going. Judy's kind of drunk, so we might have to carry her up. She's a little
bit
drunk on the
night. Oh, that'll be a hoot in heaven. That would be a hoot in heaven.
We're not leaving her behind.
Nope.
Oh, poor Judy.
No one is left behind, just like the military. Well, no
we all
one
agree in Jesus' name that Judy will be healed today and
yes.
Little
and
Dawn
my sister.
In Jesus' name and your sister.
Yes.
We agree
yes,
and me.
Please.
Anyone else in the Raptor Centric Church will be healed in Jesus'
yeah.
name.
Amen.
We all agree.
Amen. Hey,
amen.
Ryan, actually keep
Judy,
going.
Judy, how much time do we have left?
Well, the show
what?
Has 1 minute left, but it'll go into a blog. So it
yeah.
has 1 minute left, but like if you guys keep talking, I think it'll go in for another hour, like on podcast mode,
blog.
So that you can hear it in the archives. And there's only 50 seconds on this part, but we can hear it in the archives. If you guys want to stay on the line, we have 580 just got on. We have Luca. We have Leah. We have Keith and Tana and
I'm still here.
Christina. And 802, who's 80, that's okay.
That's
and then we have Alana, and we have Pat, and 914, Stacy, and 978, and we have Gemma. So if you guys want to
okay.
go into podcast, this you can listen to this in the archives if you guys just want to continue.
We have a URL in the chat room, and I just read from Aaron's dream about an angel called URL.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Stacey.
Just today, it's an archangel that's going to fight down here.
Whoa.
And I just read that today. And he's in the person's in the chat room named Uriel. Did you just read
Uriel,
that?
Uriel, yeah, Uriel.
Uriel or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just read that.
One of the archangels, yep.
They're not
wow.
Leah. Ain't that right, Leah?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking you should ask Pat if she knew the date Aaron was talking about from Enoch, because she's read all these different dreams.
Oh, honey, I'll have to go back and look. Yeah, the latest one?
Yeah, the latest one.
Okay, I have to go back. My friend sent it to me, so let me go back and let me see. I have to go through here and see where it is on my email here, okay?
Okay.
And when I get it, I'll just say, I got it. I have to go. My friend sent it to me.
The angel just left chat.
Oh, wow. Okay, I have to look for Janet on here. Let me go back. It's two.
What is it you're looking for? Is this like a dream or something?
It's Aaron's dream from the Sparrow's Barn, the latest dream
yeah.
that she had. my friend always sends it to me, so I think I have sent it to you.
I used to follow her a lot. I don't know. Like, I used to follow her a lot.
I know.
I
hear you. I hear you.
Sometimes I like her. Sometimes I don't.
I hear you.
There was a few for a while there where she got a little crazy. But,
I hear you, honey. I hear you loud and clear. Yes, I know exactly. Because sometimes, I have never read anything like that ever.
I'm trying
to get myself into it. And I found myself kind of like not getting into it. I found it a little bit. But, I read everything.
I agree
with
that.
Yeah,
I just agree.
I don't get crazy with
and
it.
And we have
we
have some false teachers in the RCC church. Look at Dustin, right? I mean, he's a false prophet.
Oh, he's
hey,
a
you guys.
No,
you guys, I just want to interrupt. I want to interrupt really quick and tell you that Blog Talk is on the line, and Blog Talk just got added, and so is 819. Just so you guys know.
Hi, Blah.
Okay.
I can actually talk now too. I was doing.
Hello.
Stuff,
love you, Blah.
Love you, Blah. Love you, 819.
Hi,
Blah. Hello.
Hi, Blah. Blah.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle is here, too.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the Absolute Retard class.
That's a good accent.
Thank you, Pat.
That's a woman
accent. I was born this
please.
Way.
I love it.
This is the
that's
normal
how
way
Pat,
I talk.
That's how I normally talk. Believe it or not.
Yeah,
oh,
I've been
no.
hiding my...
No, don't
I've
tell
been,
me
I've been
like
talking
normally.
Supposedly
yes.
normally this whole time,
okay,
but it's
let
fake.
Blah,
he wears
okay.
those white gloves, Pat.
It.
He wears those
we
white gloves.
We want to hear Blah, okay?
Weird.
So, you need to stop now.
I'm sorry, I've had a long day today.
Oh, poor thing. Oh, my darling. Oh,
yeah.
Poor
that's
thing.
That's how he normally talks, Pat. Like, it's kind of
oh,
weird.
Goodness. Get out. He doesn't talk.
I'm serious.
Okay, fine. I'll get out.
Oh, no, don't, honey. Stay.
Oh,
no.
Too late. Damage
family
is done.
Baby.
Nope.
Don't nobody leave.
Don't
nobody
baby.
Leave.
Don't
nobody
baby.
Leave. You're all my babies.
Aww.
Don't nobody want to leave. Where is
okay,
this
I guess
thing?
I'll stay. I guess.
Please.
Well,
it's
819. Is 819 on the line?
This thing. Where the heck is it?
Who's 819?
Oh, let me go to Scent and look and see. I'm just... Oh.
Yeah, while you're looking for that, Tana, you got something to say, girl? What's up?
Hi. Hi, y'all.
Hi, honey.
Hi, party line. RCC
party line.
Speak up, party
girl.
Hi.
Hi, Tana.
Hi.
Welcome to
Hi.
Charlie's Pool Hall, man. Take your order.
I want a vanilla milkshake, please.
Ooh,
no, we don't
good.
Sell that
I
here.
Want
sorry.
To.
Well, what kind of place is it? I'm good. No, I'm just gonna have to leave for work in a little bit, like so really soon. But hi everyone. I love you all.
We love Tana.
Love you too.
Yeah, we love you.
There's 13
Whoa, Blah.
People on the line. Blah. You think I know there's 13.
We need to calm down, Blah. We need to calm down.
Oh, I got shushed. I'm sorry, man.
Blah, no, you need
Blah.
To calm down, sir.
Okay, Luca. You need
his
to calm down.
His love was way too intense. His love was way
love
too intense.
Love you, Blah. Love you, Blah.
Love you too, Keith.
Blah, what's shaking? What's going down, brother?
Crazy weather. I heard there was something going on with a rapture, plus there's like some weird blood moon sort of cheese moon situation happening.
The cheese moon.
Yeah. I guess I'll find out in a little bit what that's all about.
I call it the basketball moon.
Basketball.
Yeah, like we're out of here. We're going to be up in heaven watching that thing.
Wow, there's something wrong with your cheese moon. It's rotten. It turned red.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Does red cheese actually exist?
I don't know.
So.
That's interesting.
Blah, was you getting any dreams, visions, or anything crazy? We know you're mysterious. You're the mysterious.
I don't know about the mysterious part, but yeah, I've had a lot of dreams recently.
That's kind of mysterious, so therefore that makes you mysterious.
Okay. Well, he's the elder, so I guess he's right.
I don't know how to say that word anymore. You have to say retard. Or wait, what was
I'm
it?
I'm self-appointed CEO. I told you. Okay. So
so retard. Yeah.
With anything like rapture oriented or anything cool or
Yeah, I had a few tribulation dreams, and then I had I had another tribulation dream last night. So yeah.
So what do you think that means? You're gonna be in the tribulation while we're in heaven, or what's going down?
No,
with that?
No, these dreams are like from somebody else's perspective.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
Yeah. But it does show you that it's probably the trib soon, though. You know, because I mean, it's kind of weird because we got that mid-trib sign, you know, that Revelation 12
yeah.
sign where the woman has. That, I mean, technically, if you go back 3.5 years from that sign, the tribulation is supposed to start tomorrow. So that's why I'm just, I don't know, it's so weird. I've been asking the Lord, what, how can you explain away that one if that doesn't happen? That's a real weird one, because that's, the mid-trib sign is pretty clear when John saw the sign in the sky, and if you look up on the Stellarium, it comes up to September 17th, I think, 2017, and you go back 3.5 years, bam, April 15th, start of the tribulation. So,
wow.
I don't know. Yeah, it's profound and wild, yeah. It's,
and not
know,
only that, the star that came out when Jesus was born, that I guess it's Mercury, Spectra, and Jupiter, it's coming, the only time it ever will come out again is September 2017 in
wow.
a different order. So he's coming back King of King, so that has to be, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are definitely a sign, don't you think, Law? I mean, those dreams like that, those are tribulations about ready to start.
Yeah, I didn't have any blood moon, you know, dreams, but I know somebody else that did, and mine were more like, I'll share like a long one, but I'll summarize because it was like really long. It was crazy. It's kind of like I was with a group of people. It was after whatever is about to happens. Everything was dark, like spiritually. There was a lot of like craziness happening, like a lot of like really dark supernatural stuff happening. Like one time I put something in the microwave to cook it, and then I start hearing these noises, and there was a bunch of metal in the microwave, like somebody was trying to kill me. But I was with a group of people, and a lot of them had different spiritual gifts. One girl could like heal people, but anyways, we were going around, and we would there were a lot of like really bad forces, and there were a lot of Nephilim in the dream.
Cool.
Well, it was pretty bad. I remember one point there was like it was kind of like we were standing there in this group talking. We were kind of running for our lives the whole time, and like this TV screen flashed. It said, "Congratulations, you just got a new Nephilim." And I saw a row just of all of them. And there was one that got introduced as the new one, but he was, I don't remember his name. It looked like angels, but they weren't angels. In that same dream later on, I saw, this is going to be weird, but I saw Obama, and, you know, I don't normally get dreams like that, but he was kind of standing next to a row of magazines, and he was going around, like, sort of campaigning, and everything he walked past, like, died. It was pretty interesting. Then later in
wow.
the dream, I don't know if it was him or somebody else. It didn't look like him, but I was in a cabin, and this person who I took to be like the same person as Obama, even though it looked nothing like him. This
wow.
was like an older man. Anyways, he was in a cabin of a lady that I knew, and he was trying to convince her to. Like, she knew he was evil, and I knew he was evil, and he knew that we knew that he was evil. And he was trying to convince her to let him campaign or post his headquarters out of her cabin. And there were all these people there because it was like a meet-and-greet sort of press deal. And she didn't want to do it, but she couldn't. He said, "I think I should campaign here. This should be my headquarters." And she was, like, shaking, and she wanted to say no, but she couldn't. And so I stood up, and I said, "No. You can't campaign here. You're not going to win. You're never going to win. You're always going to lose. Jesus is going to win. He's going to win." And I just started grilling him and, like, you know, basically telling him, you know, you failed, you're going to lose, and that's what's going to happen. As I'm telling this to him, he started off, and when I was talking to him, you know, he's about 6 feet tall, and then his stature just grows right in front of me. So I'm looking up to somebody that's like, easily, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 feet tall, and it's just like he's growing as I'm chewing him out. Anyway, that was a crazy dream.
That kind of reminds me of the creepy Obama dream I had, where he was standing in my mirror.
Wow. I told you, Paul, you get those mysteries of God. That's like those are the mysteries of God. I mean, a lot of people have seen, like, there's mass disasters, like one profound dream where there's mass disasters, the lights went out around the world, and then when they came back on, there was somebody on the TV 24 hours a day saying, you know, martial law, and it was Obama, the Antichrist. So it's like, those are,
I had a martial law dream last night. Actually, the one before I just told you about also had some martial law stuff in it as well. There weren't any guns, but we were in the house of some people, and they had guns. We were hiding from them. They happened to have a gun. They almost shot me, but we saw something really evil, and I was able to buy a shotgun from the lady of the house for like $20. It was awesome. But anyways, the one last night was kind of crazy. I'm going to split it into parts, and I'll summarize real quick. Just I kind of came around the corner. There was this group of people that were saying – they were kind of protesting. It was like a whole town full of people, and they were saying, you know, the government plans to step in and take our guns and take all of our liberties, and they want us to basically agree with them and bow our heads and do whatever they want, but they're just going to use this. I think they started a law or some – they offered them something. And the thing is, the townspeople, they all said, or at least the spokesman said to the people, if we agree to this, then they're going to step in, they're going to take our weapons, and they're going to take over, and they're going to do whatever they want to us. So we can't do that. And they're all protesting, and they're all just, like, angry. And, you know, this is kind of like a, I don't know, an outskirts sort of town, you know, like a country town. Anyways, so this group of people, they're all in an uproar, and they're like, you know, we're not going to let the government step in and take our liberties. And so I'm standing there, and I see another group of people come around the corner. And this other group of people – now, the first group of people was all, like, Caucasian people. The second group of people that comes around the corner, they're all brown-skinned, black people. And they come around the corner, and they say – what did they say? I can't remember what they said. Oh, they said – if you're going to, you know, if you plan to survive this and you plan to live through this, we all have to work together. And so basically the second group, they sent a little boy to this bridge. Actually, it was a young man. And in the second group, they were waiting for him to send somebody. So they finally sent a young boy to the bridge. And the whole thing was about unity. They had to shake hands or hug or something. And the whole thing was that I was told that there's all kinds of crazy stuff that's going to happen, you know, after this whole deal goes down. So it was a whole thing about how in the Trib, you know, people are going to be separated, but in order for them to survive, they have to unify. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. This stuff, there's going to be a lot of weird stuff. That's amazing. You've had so many dreams of the tribulation. See, there's always like a trend in the dreams, and I keep track of it on YouTube, and like, sometimes it's about rapture, sometimes about this, but lately it's been all about tribulation, so I find that interesting. Hmm. And you're getting a lot of them, blah. So it sounds, your dreams sound like 144,000 stuff, too, especially if you're going around, you know, using the gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe not so much in that one. I don't remember having a gift, but in some other dreams I do have gifts. So.
Okay. Raina, are you there? Raina, Christine, are you online?
Did we lose everybody? Oh, no.
Christine, are you there? Raina? What about, see, Gemma. Gemma, you're there.
Gemma. Hello.
And then,
yes.
And then,
I'm here.
Daisy, you got anything to say?
Not really.
Ilana's, you're there too, right, Ilana? I think she's online. And Leah, is Leah there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Cool. Anyone have any dreams they want to share? Visions or anything they want to say?
Thanks for asking if I was there.
Oh, hey, Lucu, yeah. Forgot about you. Oh, man. Oh, poor baby.
No.
Lucu, pumpkin
pie. My feeling
pie,
is getting nailed today.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. We love your pumpkin pie. It's so good. Well, no, Luca's our gifted one. Luca's got all the gifts. He's doing good too. So what were we gonna do? We're gonna do. Does anyone wanna? What is it? What does anybody wanna do? You wanna telephone or you wanna prayer? What do you wanna do?
I have a dream
that I actually would like to get in and tell you guys.
Okay.
Okay. I have to preface this, and I'm going to condense it because I don't know how much time we have here, because for my watch, we've got 15 minutes. but something very miraculous and odd has been happening with me, and it has been happening since I was in the chat room. And what has been happening with me, and Keith, hey, you're the man. What's been happening with me is that I was writing words that I was getting on a pad and a pen, and I was kind of playing around with that because this church has inspired me to believe that such a thing might be possible. And I found that it worked, but it was clumsy. But once I was in chat, and I would always do it while the show was on when I could, because the energy that comes out of the show is so... You don't know. You do know. But at any rate, I started typing in chat, and what happened was that as I was typing, the words started to flow. And yes, Keith, you know the first thing I did was I was like, yo, is this my brain? Is this my heart? Is this you? And I kind of ran it through the ringer. And Judy, if you're still listening, girl, you can stand witness to this process, to what this is going on. So the long and short of it is I'm just starting to really, the closeness that I feel with my Lord when I do it, it's unimaginable. But, yes, I was pestering him for a date. And I started off, you know, yeah, babe, I said, give me a date. You know, if you don't pester me for a date, yeah, I am, you know. And he did. He came close. He talked about the moon tonight. But that was not a big deal. He said that the big deal is, are you going to be aware? Are you going to be asleep when I come? Okay, I'm going to let that lay. I'm going to read one of the words that I got, and I probably will only read it in part because we have no time. But I felt it was important to share with you that one of the things that I said to him when I was in prayer to him, he said he was coming soon, and I said, you know something, you know, Gethsemane would be perfect. You know, come then, let us comfort you. Let us be there with you. And he said, let you know that it was not in vain. And what he said to me was, I knew that already. The night saw. he told me that he gave me a day. And he said that I was not to release that day until I had a sign. And he told me today that I had seen the sign that I saw was that my house shook and there was no earthquake here. And my clock went out and I thought the electricity had stopped, but the electricity was on everywhere else. So what happened just happened around me. So I kind of pulled that for a sign. You know, Judy, I don't know if you had a sign too. You know, because I wanted confirmation. I told Judy about this a couple days ago. And I said, yo, I'm new at this. I don't know what I'm doing. I need you. You're going to have a sign, too. And you're going to need an arbiter. You're going to need, like, and I said, can it be Luca, please, because he can read it. But it didn't go that far. Okay, it didn't go there. This is what I heard tonight, because my prayer was Gethsemane. Gethsemane, the night before, would be Thursday. Okay? And he asked about my praying for the world, yada, yada, yada. Let's see. This is what he gave me today, Passover. My Lord, it is Passover. The angel of death will pass over you and you. Your children will be spared, and you will walk with me. Will you speak further, Lord, your servant? Listen to the wind, how it howls. A great storm approaches. The Father's great storm approaches. My Lord, you are so full of compassion. How difficult this must be. Yes. And joy. We create again. We build anew. The end of the age is come. So many of my saints have come to redemption in this church age. Others have been tortured and killed. This age takes back what was freely given. It robbed me of my children. They know not of me and my Father. They know not the way to eternal life. Some do. Some always have, but very few. The old lions have died off. The great ones have passed. Only young students, like yourself. The trees you see, you will not see them leaf out. You will not see the summer. Would you see Easter Day? I can feel you wonder this. Though you do not ask directly, I feel this throughout your soul. You came here to write because you wanted to be near to me, because you love me, and that is good. But the back of your mind is still winding. Please forgive me, Lord. I have no excuse but a child. Yes, but a dear one. Your childhood is as dear to me as your own children are to you. And then he asked me to pray for all souls, yada, yada, yada. And I did that. My prayer friend, your attention faded as a Calvary. Oh. And this was my prayer. My prayer is for your intentions, my Lord, for your intentions. That was my prayer. And he said, and so it shall be, eventually. But now there is grievous work to do. As at Calvary, grievous and bloody work to do. You and yours, your beloved church, will be spared this. I love you so dearly. This is to the church. I love you so dearly, so fully, so profoundly. You are a joy to my heart. Yet nothing will take the bloody sword from my hand. Nothing can stay the Father's will. It has been such from the beginning. I am the Redeemer, the Savior, the shining jewel, the first of this. He said, you must gird yourself, stand fast. It will be a mighty storm that covers all. Oh, my Lord, is there anything I should do? No. All is as it should be. You will be where I have determined you would be. My other children are all accounted for. It grieves me that so many lives will be lost in terror without salvation, but I am full of mercy. My Lord, this is all in your hands. I trust you. I ask not the day. I have said it was Thursday, which is what he said. Before Calvary at Gethsemane, you will meet me, for I still ask that this cup be taken away. Your heart breaks hearing this. It breaks for me. It breaks for the world. It breaks for all. But my love, it has been this way from the foundation. There shall be a new foundation without pain, without lies, without murder or loss. Full of wonder and joy and freedom and beauty and love, I want for you more than you want for yourselves. I will give you this blessed hope. It is upon you. Just a few days now, before Calvary, this is the sign. You hear me. When you write, you hear me. The clock stopped. Times, it was my sign to you. You felt a small earthquake, a small shaking. The foundations will shake. You will know this, but not experience it. But you will know. And yes, you may grieve. If I did not love you, you would not grieve with me. You are the blessed hope, my love, the foundation of God. He said, do you mean that? I said, you know my heart then, Lord. I come. I come quickly. You sit waiting. So you shall sit this week. You shall see further signs. You will know that the moment not catch you, forgetful of my mercy. Please, my Lord, do not leave me. I love you. You will see me. You will touch me. Listen to the wind, how it howls. this is the precursor. Almost what I asked Peter Vigil myself, and you know, I went on and on. I wanted to make sure that the church heard that this evening, and I pray that I was not in error, and I have not deceived the most beloved people that I know. I do not know. Keith, if you do, baby, I will give you my phone number. Talk to me, baby.
Alana, can I read a word that I got, like, probably a couple weeks ago that goes along with what you just said? I think it's really, let me read it. And it's really short. This is a word that I got. I don't remember the date. But it says, I have paid the price for all their sins. They have rejected me. My heart is broken. I am weeping for my children. Daughter, I wish for not one of my little ones to perish. This is so hard, but a weeping as never before will sweep the land. I have held back long enough, but no more. I must intervene, or no flesh will be saved. For my bride, my elect's sake, I must intervene. Time is no more, your Lord Jesus.
Wow.
This is a word I got on 3/13/2014.
Wow. He's given us time. Let's get ready.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Beautiful.
That was good.
It's all in.
That was great.
It's
that means
all
we're going
in.
Home. Yeah, that means we're rolling. Anyone else want to say anything right now?
I have Aaron's dream, but I don't see anything which he was talking about. I don't know if Christine is still with us or not. Yeah. So
what do you,
I'm not.
Read one of your
The he and
one
I?
Of your, yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Gabriel had put everything in a book from 1936 to 1950, and he wanted her to read pages from the book. Anybody who's reading it, and he says, "Aren't there sentences that pierce you like an arrow when you reread our books? The words speak all over again, and with fresh meaning, the Christ consciousness sheds new light on them. In the past, you had not been fully aware. You were younger, and the chalice of your mind was only partly filled. Now, it's as though the you of today met the you of yesterday. You see the grace received and made fruitful fashions the new soul. You want to come nearer to me, to be more understanding, then open your soul to receive more. And when you have received, bear fruit like your well-watered trees. Nothing is lost of the care that you give your soul. You don't see it, but heaven sees it. Oh, heaven, that's the only audience you should want to have. In a little way, humbly practice the great art of the silent stage. The applause and the glory are for later on. Be strong enough to wait. Have a patient genius for work. Didn't I have it with immutable love? I may well have a little right to ask you for long courage, the courage to live, the courage to die. And if your faith paves the way for you, and if your faith paves the way with your devoted acts and generous words in this atmosphere of tenderness where I have placed you, how could you fail to find the way short? And how could I keep from going halfway to meet you? When will you do me the honor of expecting from me much more than you can ever ask or think, since I am all-powerful and since I love you? Can you weigh up my compassion?"
Wow. That was great, yeah. Pat, man. That stuff is, you can tell they're really close to the Lord. You can feel his power and his energy and his love and so communicating
yeah.
those words, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I wish the whole world would read this book. If everybody followed this book, I mean, of course, Scripture first and foremost, but if anybody followed the kindness, love, compassion, mercy, forgiveness that he wants us to have in this book, you'd have a happy world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the
yeah.
problem. Our world today, it's so weird when you go places and you just feel like people just like behind the counter don't really care. It just so shocks me wherever I go. They just don't care. It's like, oh, my gosh.
They've given
up. It's actually
up.
Kind of human in our world today to not care. It's inhuman to care. It's like we reversed everything. I was like,
exactly.
I see it all the time. I just like, every time I go places, I'm like, they're not bearing fruit. They're not bearing fruit. What's going on with these people? They just,
yeah.
they're like, whatever, you know.
It's like, what is good is sin, and what is sin is good. You know, it's all reversed.
Good, yeah.
But
exactly.
we were told, we were warned in Scripture. If you read Thessalonians and other chapters, you know, it's like reading the headlines where God told us all these things to be in the latter days that are exactly
true.
Where we are right now.
True.
Everything is
yeah.
there. Haughty
absolutely.
Men and lovers and pride and lovers of selves and no
yes.
respect for parents. And the list goes, it's like 30 things. And it's all there. It's all there. We're right at the door.
worse can the world get, you know? I mean,
it's
to
true.
Hear my sister tonight, you know, saying, do you realize it's the blood moon and blah, blah, blah. She was like, my sister
wow.
is very stoic and strong. She does not get upset. And for her to
wow.
be calling me, like, you be safe and maybe I'm going to see you up there. And I said, yeah, don't worry about a thing. God's got your back. He's got all of us. Don't worry about
yeah.
a thing. If you're with the Lord, you know who you are in Jesus Christ. Don't worry. No matter what happens tomorrow or tonight, don't worry, you know. So she's like, okay, right. But she's so sick. She's so sick with bronchitis or whatever.
Can we
say
a quick prayer for her, Pat? Do you want to lead we'll do a quick prayer?
Yeah,
and
Jesus,
we'll
I just, Jesus, I offer up my sister and I offer up everybody in our family that is suffering any kind of illness and disease or distress or whatever it is. Jesus, we cover everyone with thy precious blood and holy wounds and hold them close to your heart and let their heart feel your heart beating and let them know the love, mercy, and compassion you have toward everyone. Jesus, by your stripes we are healed. So we claim that
yep.
healing. In
Amen.
Your name, Jesus, we claim that healing for my sister and everybody else in the whole world who is suffering through illness plus everything else of any mental or any kind of psychological, any kind of setbacks or upsets or
yeah.
whatever they're going through. Jesus, give everybody the grace to say they're sorry and come to you and let everybody be saved. Shekinah glory everywhere, Jesus. Fill up that room. Bring them to their knees.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do, Jesus, go get them.
Okay.
Give them a chance. Amen and amen.
Blah, you want to pray? Luco, you there? You want to pray? Yeah, I guess Luco skipped town again. I wonder why we treat him like that. He deserves it.
Aw, love
Gemma or Alana, anybody you want to pray for?
What are we praying for? What are we praying for?
My sister's very sick.
Sister?
She's like 68,
what?
You know.
And
so
Judy. Pray for Judy, too.
Judy, pray for
too.
Judy, too. Everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Judy and Little John. Little John as well. And me as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Normally,
oh,
Judy is,
right.
yeah, we're going to pray for her. So
okay,
go ahead.
Everybody.
Father God, we just come before your presence in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are already healed, Lord God. Father God, we just bring Judy before you, little John, Lord God, and Pat's sister, Lord God. You know everything about them, Father. And we, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for touching them right now, touching their body right now, Lord God. For, Lord God, for moving by your spirit, Lord God. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Moving by your spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for touching their body right now, Lord God, for healing them, Lord God, from their head to their toe, Lord God. Father, you said, Lord, whatever we ask for in your name, Jesus said, you will do it, Lord God. And Father, you said, Lord God, that if two or three are gathered in your name, Lord God, that you are here in the midst, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just join our faith, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for your healing touch and for your healing power, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you're a healer and you're a deliverer. In Jesus' name, amen. My
thank
kids
you,
are just acting up.
That's all right, sweetheart. We understand.
That's okay.
That's
I'm going to
okay.
say prayer, and
don't
we'll,
worry
go,
about
we'll go
that.
To a song. So, Lord, we lift up Pat's sister, Lord, and Judy, and little John, and me, and Annabelle, and Jay. And anyone else in our little RCC and the bride that's anyone that's not feeling good, Ruth, definitely from Facebook. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Lord, we are ambassadors of Christ. We have the blood and mind of Jesus Christ. We have the body and mind of Jesus. We can't be sick. It's not possible, Lord. We cannot have that on our bodies because we're ambassadors. We're sonships. We're adopted. We're co-heirs of Christ. We're heirs of God. We represent Jesus on earth. The Lord is inside of us. We cannot illness cannot be inside of us when the Lord is inside of us, the Holy Spirit. So all the illness is illegally inside of us, and we boot it out in Jesus' name. It must go. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Boom, it's gone. And, Lord, we bind all that, and we cast it to the feet of Jesus to stay there until judgment day. Any of those spirits don't belong. We firm up our immune systems and all these people, and we strengthen their bodies, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask that you bring in strength and courage and just peace over their minds and their hearts. And we know, Lord, that your word says we're healed. So we're claiming it, we're standing on it. If we have the blood of Jesus in us, then we're healed, and that's it. We thank you, Lord. We're warriors for you here on earth. We thank you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Wow, those kids are gone.
Praise God. Praise God. I think Judy's going to play a song pretty soon, but I think she's so drunk on the night call. She's not aware of what's
going
on.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here,
Judy, yeah, I've had to talk to Donkey all day because Judy's kind of drunk on the NyQuil, so just, you know, kind of weird.
Okay. Jackass
Judy,
Judy
want to play a song for us, love?
I'm going to help the shady CEO, Keith, out. What do you guys want? You want some Elvis Burning Love? You want some Bon Jovi? What do you guys want? Forever Young?
We
want
We Are Family,
young,
Sister Sledge. Sister Sledge.
Bon Jovi.
I know he hasn't... Do what? Right,
Forever Young.
Forever Young, that's a good one. Thanks, Pat.
We will be when we get up there.
Yeah,
you guys
Forever Young.
Forever Young, is that what you guys want? Okay, all right,
yeah.
Here it goes.
I love that one. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Pat.
We're going to worship you together, Lauren.
Let's worship together Forever Young, because soon we're going to be in heaven. We'll be Forever Young.
We're
going to
be Forever Young.
Amen. Forever 21.
Oh, it sounds great.
Right on, Lauren.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the sky. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young, or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when the strength is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Raising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music played by the mad man.
God.
Yes, God.
I love that song, Pat, don't you?
Oh,
Alana,
I love it.
Everybody?
I love it.
There's quite a few that are beautiful.
Wonderful.
They speak to the heart. Yeah.
Luca, are you online, or what happened? Did you run off the road? Luca's been running so many people off the road with his driving.
Luca had to go.
Okay.
You know we still can't get back into chat. Poor Roman.
Are you done with that,
either
Lana?
You can. I can't get back into chat, neither. I'm in there,
so
but I can't type.
Oh, no. Is anybody in chat? No. How many people do you see in there, Lana?
Just two people that can type.
Wow.
Is Leah and Rose. They're special. I want to know what they have that I don't.
That's weird.
That's weird.
I want to get back in the chat. I can't get in.
Oh, Roman can't. Oh, no.
I'm Facebook chatting with Roman briefly. I just got to work.
I noticed at nighttime, like when Judy is in there with her fake five friends in the middle of the night, she has, like, separate computers around her. She's logging and talking for them, like, to pretend she's, like, not alone in the chat room in the middle of the night. It's so weird, you know? Yeah. So when she says, oh, my gosh, there's so many people online in the middle of the night, it's so cool. It's like her. She's like all the characters in there. God, that's weird. That's so weird.
I think it's
and
good.
And then she can't hear us. She's on NyQuil right now. She's drunk, so she didn't know what's going on. That's
oh
weird, the chat room. That's strange that the show keeps going, but the chat room's not. That's too bad.
Isn't that
that's
weird?
So weird. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Who else? Anyone online want to talk right now? Who wants to talk online? Anybody in the
Well, I had something else from he and I that was really beautiful.
Share it.
Okay, she says, Gabrielle says, Lord, I rack my brains to find ways of loving you, and I don't succeed. This is so good, guys. And he says, I am all simplicity. Love me simply. When you think about me, feeling sorry at not being able to do better, you love me. When you act rather from duty than from inclination, you love me. When you belittle yourselves in your own eyes and before others, you love me. When you want to pray and you deplore the distractions that make your thoughts wander, you love me. When you hunt for words without being able to express your desires, you love me. When you forgive a wounding remark, when you give pleasure for the sake of giving me pleasure, when you cease to think of yourself in order to try to reach me, when you attempt to leave everything as though it were the day of your death, when in thought you join the angels and saints like one who arrives ahead of time, and when in the evening you welcome your tomorrow morning that we united, she's talking about communion, you love me. It's all very different from what you thought you had to do in order to love me. Oh, my little girl, simplify yourself sweetly in my presence, your love wide awake. You know very well that I am always there.
That's beautiful. Is Christine on? I think Christine ditched us.
Oh, Blog Talk made a note that they are aware that the chat room is having an issue and they're working to fix it. And the episode is ending now, so let's all say goodbye to each other.
Aww.
Oh, our show is ending.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you all.
Oh, you guys, I'll see you in the sky tonight, okay?
Yeah, tomorrow should be an interesting day.
Love you, Leah.
No, I'm expecting to see everyone in the sky tonight, okay? Every single one of
you.
Exciting.
12
o'clock, guys.
12
o'clock.
Love you, Luca.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, guys.
Love
you,
everybody.
Love you, family, everybody. Love you guys so much.
No. Love all of you.
Everybody. We love you.
We're going up. We're getting raptured.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Man.
Praise Jesus.
That's right.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for just for
love you.
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
I love
praise you, Lord.
You.